Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, February 2nd. As always, this podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by our friends at AmWager, AmWager.com, a great betting site available in many states. For details on what tracks are covered, what states available, and all the great perks and tools available at AmWager, go to AmWager.com, where you can also get the Key Races and Bets blog by clicking on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start this weekend's Key Races and Bets off at Gulfstream Park with the ninth race, the Ford Gal Stakes, post 4:07 p.m. Eastern. And for most of the races today, on this Saturday podcast, we're going to have one or two picks in a race, some pretty strong low odds overlays, a couple of prices, try and really hammer some things home. And in this race example, the two contenders are Frond and Feedback, who stick out against the other seven, with Frond the much better win bet of the pair, opening at 12-1 compared to 6-5 for Feedback. Now, Feedback is no real knocks, won impressively in her debut, but that was back in August, and she hasn't been seen since, so perhaps there were issues. Chad Brown wins at an above-average rate off these kinds of layoffs, but it's still a jump from maiden to stakes and off the 5.5 punts. So it's tough to consider Feedback for a win bet at prohibitively low odds. On the other hand, Frond won at 7 furlongs in her debut, and that was just last month. Not only is it difficult to run well, let alone win at 7 furlongs first out, she showed a lot of maturity, rallying from 5th, 7 back in the early stages to get up and win. The 82 Equibase speed figure admittedly wasn't much. Feedback earned a 90-plus in hers last summer. But she has Lasix, gets a great outside post, and Frond has the speed to close into a fast pace, as Fashion Faux Pas should go very fast from the opening bell. Leading jockey Saez taking over also a plus. In the Forward Gal race 9 at Gulfstream Saturday, February 2nd, post 4:07 Eastern. Frond's a win bet at 3-1 or more. Definitely playing exact the box of Frond and Feedback. Play trifecta in case they come in first and third. And this is Frond and Feedback overall over Frond and Feedback. Two pick threes to play in this sequence of stakes at Gulfstream in race 9, Frond and Feedback. In race 10, Frosted Grace, High Crime, Call Paul, Seismic Jolt, Zenden, and Country Singer. And in race 11, Mijos, Federal Case, and Maximum Mischief. The second is a cheaper ticket with Frond and Feedback in race 9. High Crime, Call Paul, and Seismic Jolt in race 10. Mijos, Federal Case, and Maximum Mischief in race 11. Moving on to race 10, that is the Swale Stakes. And that is post 4:40. And Seismic Jolt really improved off his only race, the 2-year-old last summer, returning in the fall to finish second before winning 2 in a row. The latter of the two came in the Limehouse Stakes at Gulfstream, which was an easy three-length win with a 99 Equibase speed figure, just a bit lower than the 101 figures High Crime and Call Paul earned in their most recent races, but Seismic Jolt's better odds. In the Limehouse, Seismic Jolt relaxed in fourth during the opening quarter, took over, and that may give him an edge because in this race, there's potential for Country Singer, Hard Bell, Take Command, Frosted Grace, Jackson, or any of that group may all want the lead from the start at any cost. Call Paul and High Crime are just as logical and as probable, but should go to post at lower odds. Call Paul won at this 7-furlong trip when taking the Pennsylvania Nursery Stakes and won the Saratoga Special at 6.5 furlongs last summer. High Crime was ridden out to a near 8-length win last month over the track at 6 furlongs. He led from start to finish in that race, but did close from 6th to 2nd, doesn't wear blinkers, not a speed type. I can't completely rule out a number of other horses in the race, depending on the pace scenario. Frosted Grace, Zenden, Country Singer. As you'll note, They were used in pick threes and also be used in exactas. In the Swale, race 10 at Gulfstream post 4:40 Eastern on Saturday, 2-2. Seismic Jolt, a win bet, 5-2 or better. Consider win bets on Call Paul and High Crime in the unlikely event they go to post at 3-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for best edge you can select, the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and the math is done for you. AmWager has a free Dutching tool among many other great features. For the exacta in the Swale, Seismic Jolt, Call Paul, and High Crime over. Seismic Jolt, Call Paul, High Crime, Frosted Grace, Zendit, and Country Singer, and for about half whatever you bet that one, turn it around, play the reverse. Moving on to race 11, the Holy Bull, post 5:13. Mios, my top pick here. He won the Mucho Macho Man at Gulfstream last month, showed a lot of maturity, rallying from fifth on the far turn. He still was second, 2.5 back at the eighth pole, ground down the leader to emerge victorious by a neck. Improving from an 80 in his debut, Equibase speed figure, of course, to a 99 second out, field high 105 in the Mucho Macho Man, Mios appears to have all the tools to win the Holy Bull. Cairo Prince on his first crop of three-year-olds having great success. His two-year-olds and three-year-olds to date, six of them have run two turns in stakes with two wins in the second so far. Federal Case may not yet be a stakes winner, but has similar credentials to Mios in that he won at a mile over the Gulfstream Main his most recent start. That was the end of December. In that race, he improved to a 92 figure from 85 before that. Still not a 105 like Mios, but moving in the right direction. He also has one less race under his belt than Mios, and he can improve, as some three-year-olds do, markedly from one to another. Could jump up. Additionally, there's a Stats Racelands angle I really like here because it's got a decent sample size, and that is when Pletcher makes a jockey change to Castellano. Over the last 5 years, this has happened 372 times. 26% of those have won with a 7% flat bet profit. Last year, it's 30% of 50 for a 30% profit. In both starts to date, Federal Case has relaxed in the early stages, and it looks like there's going to be some speed with Going for Gold Gladiator King, so he could find himself in a great spot. Maximum Mischief is a perfect 3-for-3 in his career. All three were powerful. He led from two or more lengths at the top of the stretch, continued on 87 to 97 to a 104 in the Remsen. Remsen's turned out to be a key race. Only three horses have run back. Two of them have won. If there's one concern, it's his 9 weeks off, going 9 furlongs, even though Remsen was 9, considering Mios and Federal Case have run more recently. On the other hand, Maximum Mischief is working great. Just the low odds troubled me a little bit. He could pick up where he left off with a win. Stakes win off the layoff. In the Holy Bull, race 11 at Gulfstream post 5:13 Eastern. Bet Mios to win 8-5 or more. For a smaller amount, Federal Case 3-1 or more. Exacta box, Mios and Federal Case. I'm just leaving Maximum Mischief out. Play the exacta. Moving to Santa Anita for another early Derby prep. The Robert B. Lewis, race 6, 5:53 Eastern. Probably a sloppy track. No low contesto, low odds overlay. I think the horse should be 8 or 9 to 5. Opening at 5 to 2 because Gunmetal Great, 9 to 5, Mucho Gusto, 8 to 5. Nothing wrong with either of those two. Gunmetal Great won the Sham, visually impressive. Mucho Gusto second in the Los Al Futurity. Still, neither was as good as Nolo Contesto's last race that earned a 104 figure in only his second start, first route. With any improvement, he should win. In the Robert B. Lewis on Saturday, February 2nd, race 6, Santa Anita post 5:53. Nolo Contesto is a low odds overlay win bet at 3-2 or more. Moving to the other stakes at Santa Anita, the San Pasquale, race 9, post 7:23. Dabster rallied up and into second with a quarter mile to go in the San Antonio last month, a neck behind the leader. Faded to third after Talamo dropped the stick at the 3/16th pole. One race before that in the Native Diver, Dabster missed by a neck the Battle of Midway, so a case could be made. Dabster had every right to turn the tables on Battle of Midway last time out, as well as winner Giftbox, who was a half length in front of Battle of Midway, if not for the trouble. Three straight 115 Equibase figures, certainly in line with the 115-16-17 Battle of Midway put in and the 115 McKenzie earned in his Malibu win on opening day. Dapster looks well worth the risk, opening at 5-1 compared to 5-2 and 4-5 for the other two. Certainly can run well. Also, for a small amount, I'm going to toss in Dalmore, who opens at ridiculously 20-1 odds, considering he's run well at 9 furlongs. He's lost two races by less than a length in a row. And reunited with DeSormo, who guided him to his two best efforts last year, second in the Cornhusker at the distance, and he won over the track last February. In the San Pasqual at Santa Anita race 9, post 7:23 Eastern, Dapster's a win bet at 2-1 or more. And for a few bucks at least, we're not kicking ourselves, a couple bucks to win in place on Dalmore at 5-1. The exact is going to be two of them. Dapster over Dalmore, McKenzie, Battle of Midway, turn around. Dalmore, McKenzie, and Battle of Midway over Dapster, even though I'm not recommending any doubles or pick threes. If you play any involving the ninth, use all four horses. Dapster, Dalmore, McKenzie, and Battle of Midway. Thanks for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and All the Stars blog. Check out Amwager as well. You might never go back after you bet with Amwager. Have a good day on Saturday. Talk to you next week.